What's going on, guys? Welcome to Front Page Tech, of course, the show that gives you all the latest tech news. From one geek, that's me, to another, that is you. I have missed you. I feel like I haven't seen you in ever. I haven't seen most of you in ever, actually. I would like to thank you for your patience, especially Mexicans. Let's be honest, like, there's the rest of us, right? And then there's Mexicans. There's a reason, I'm just saying, there's a reason Donald Trump wants to build a wall to keep you guys out, because you're way better than us. What am I saying? Let's do the news. First of all, there's a brand new episode of Creator Wire live up and ready for you to view with your eyeballs for the viewiness. It's my show with Grin Apps. It's specifically for YouTube creators to keep up to date with all the latest YouTube news, creator news, and resources to help you be a better creator. I want you to do me a favor, okay? I want you to go check out the latest episode, subscribe, all that jazz, but I want you to leave a comment, okay? Everyone go there and just say, John is sexy. Can you do that? I'm insecure. And I want to feel not that way. So if you go to the comment and say, John is sexy, I would feel a lot better about myself. Go do it now. Microsoft announced this week that within the anniversary update for Windows 10 Mobile, they will enable functionality for fingerprint scanners for your Windows Mobile device, assuming you even have one. Now, of course, we don't know exactly how many OEMs are going to jump on board and make devices with fingerprint scanners in them, of course, for Windows Mobile, but HP's Elite X3 is going to be the first phone that enables this, at least hardware-wise. Now, I'm proud of Microsoft for trying, you know what I mean? Like, we've kind of assumed that they're giving up on Windows 10 Mobile. I'm glad they aren't. I'm really glad they aren't. And more features is never really a bad thing, as long as it works. Now, we just need to make sure that they give us apps as well. And by us, I don't mean me. I'm not gonna use a Windows phone. But, you know, the rest of everyone else with a Windows phone. Like, 10 people or so. On May 15th, Verizon is going to be increasing the data allowance of their prepaid plans. So, if you have currently a Verizon prepaid plan, or if you're thinking about it, this might entice you. So, previously, for $45 a month, you got 1 gigabyte of data. That's kind of terrible. Now, for the same price, $45 a month, you're going to get 3 gigabytes of data, and the $60 a month plan, which would normally get you 3 gigs, will now get you 6 gigs. Now, you have to enroll in the auto refill feature of Verizon's prepaid plan to actually take advantage of this. Either way, more data is always good. Just so terrible. Like, $60 a month for 6 gigs? And that's prepaid? Nah, you got better options. Don't do this. For quite some time now, Netflix has been offering something called the Speed Index Ratings, which essentially is just a monthly report that's pushed out monthly and allows you to compare yourself with other ISPs and determine what kind of video quality you should be sitting at with Netflix. It's meh. But recent trademark filings have come out that show that Netflix is potentially working on their own way of giving you an actual speed test. This is a logo for something called Fast, which is presumed to be Netflix speed test-like service. Now, it could come out as its own app, potentially, but I think it'd be better served as just something that is offered with Netflix on the side. Like, if people really care about speed tests, there's a good chance they already have speed tests installed on their phone, or they use it often. I think this should be something that people can use just on the side, real quick, get it done, and it should just be easy for the average consumer. So if you're on Netflix and you're like, well, it's about speed right now, you can just check it. Just check it from Netflix. Don't make me download another app. That's icky. Yuck. If there's one retailer that could truly sort of attempt to compete with Amazon, at least in the e-commerce world, that would be Walmart. And for a bit now, they've had something called Shipping Pass, which offers customers 3-day shipping at a cost of $49 a year. Obviously, that's half of what Amazon Prime costs. But let's be fair, with Amazon Prime, you're getting a whole bunch of extra shit that you don't really need, but you have it. Well, with Shipping Pass, Walmart is adjusting that a bit. So still, for the same price, $49 a year, you can now get 2-day shipping. Now, the catch here is that you can't just instantly get involved in shipping pass. There's a waiting list right now, so I'll link it down in the description below. If you're interested, you can do that and get on the waiting list and get into shipping pass, which, to be honest, I mean, I'm kind of interested in. Now, I know some of you out there are like, but Walmart, the monopoly. Don't go to Walmart. Boycott Walmart. I like stuff. I like to get stuff. It's cheap stuff. I don't care. Let's all calm our little balls down, okay? That's the show. Hopefully you liked it. You learned something. If you did, hit that subscribe button down below. Another reminder, tomorrow is Saturday, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, as we do every single weekend. We're streaming the FPT podcast live for sponsors only on frontpagetech.net. I don't know why that word sounded like that. $5 a month, you can help support the show, and you get a bunch of bonuses, including the FPT podcast live. And then we do a hangout, Google Hangout, with the sponsors. So if you're interested, that's also linked down below. Twitter, meet, leaving, goodbye.